Well, we come in this little segment that we added, Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers. And I'm like everybody. I have a lot of thoughts. I have a lot of things that I think about, challenges that I look at in my everyday life like everybody else, and wondering what in the world is going on with these riots and all this other stuff. It's bad enough to have medical issues with this COVID and all that, but the whole world seems to be crazy. I had talked with one of our members a couple days ago, and they said, you know, we're just afraid. We're fearful. We are so afraid. Have you been reading the Democrat? We are scared. And I'm thinking, you know, yeah, but we should not be scared. We should not be about a spirit of fear. The Bible says that we shouldn't do that. But how do we do that, preacher? How do we combat fear in these troubled days? A couple little thoughts that I had. That's why the Bible talks about meditating on the Word of God and having our minds renewed so that we can know what God's will in our life. You know, we have some good resources. We got the Upper Room. We got the Our Daily Bread. And to be able to keep feeding your spirit. Meditation, if you would. And it then takes that information and turns it into revelation. And receiving the revelation, the understanding of God's love can and will set you free from past thoughts, ideas, lies. There's a lot of lies going on around. And how do you know the truth with what's being reported? It is. It's scary. There ain't no doubt about that. But we don't have to have fear, because we hang on to the precious hope that we have in Christ, that no matter what happens, we have eternal life. Now, I don't think any of us are ready to go home to be with the Lord yet. We kind of like it here. I was telling Judy the other day, Ralphie the philosopher. And I said, you know, this is what happens, I think, as humans. We get conceived and we get in the womb and it's nice in there. It's warm. We've got a water bed. It's got food and everything is so cool. And, you know what we got. But when it's time to come out, ooh, we don't know what's out there. Ooh. And we fight. I think that's the reason. Now, I'm not a woman. I never had a baby. But they tell me them birth pains are kind of rough. And I think that's why when we're a little baby, and it doesn't matter if you're male or female, when you're in the mother's womb and you're happy and thoughts and everything are there, and when it comes time to come out, we fight it. We fight it with all that we have. I think that's where the birth pains come from. Now, I don't know that for sure. But I never had a baby. But I know that they tell me they're pretty rough. And then when we get out here and we look around and we say, ooh, this is a pretty cool place. Ooh, man, this is neat. I don't know why I fought it to come out, but it's pretty cool. And then we live life and we have life more abundantly. We have so many blessings. And then when it's time to go home to be with the Lord, we fight that too, because we don't know what's on the other side. But God has given us a plan, and He assures us that we have eternal life if we just would believe in Him. So you have to have that bold identity in Christ. And when we begin a new life through a relationship with Christ, we actually are recreated in Jesus, or born anew, if you would. Some translations say born from above. So whatever's going on in your life, turn your life to Christ. Hang on to Him. Hang on to the precious hope. And fill your mind with the good things. And somebody said the other day, maybe you just need to turn off television and quit reading the news. Well, that's not a bad idea. But, you know, you still want to know what's going on around. So as you study and you meditate on the Word of God, and you hang on to one another, and you encourage one another, and you just know that there's something much better ahead, then you will have and find whatever you need in order to do what you need to do in this old life. So fear not, for the Lord is with us. Fear not. It's a good little praise song, and we hope and pray. So that's my thoughts for the day. I don't know if it means anything to you, if you get anything out of it, but sometimes when I'm sitting here recording these messages and looking at different things and studying the scriptures and looking at, you know, just what we can do to encourage one another. Because we all have these struggles and trials and tribulations. Amen? So, we'd like to pray for you in person, 11 o'clock. We're still having church 11 o'clock. We do these online services, and we can certainly pray with you and for you. If you just give us a call or send us a note, Phil and I both can respond, and whatever we pray about or talk about is strictly in confidence. And you know, but God knows our heart. You know, the devil can play tricks on your mind. He can't read your mind, but he can certainly play tricks on it. But God knows your heart. He knows your mind. So trust and obey, as that old hymn says, for there's no other way. So we keep all of our folks in the church in prayer, all the ones that are on the prayer line and the bulletin and all that. Phil has a pretty good list here. If you haven't seen the bulletin later, you can click on the link for and get a bulletin for a current bulletin on the online service. We want to continue to pray for Bethel UMC, our country, the military, me and Judy, and I really appreciate your prayers. Lexi Allen, our granddaughter. Sylvia Marsh. Sylvia Marsh is still living with Doug, doing pretty good. William McLeod, Tina and Travis Oaks. I always lift them up. And also Tina, too, as we know her, Tina Rucker, and Carol Morgan. It's been a challenging time that they spent so much time with the young people, and now we don't have the young people. Don and Pat Singletary, and Patsy and Donnie White. And we just hope and pray that everybody's doing well, and we do have a mandate to encourage one another. So reach out. Reach out. Father, we always come to you with the prayer that you taught to your disciples whenever you were here on earth and they were with you for those 3 years and traveled with you, and they realized that sometimes you just went off by yourself. And what do you do when you do that? He said, I'm talking to the Father. Talking to the Father, what's that? It's prayer. Can we pray? Yeah. Lord, would you teach us how to pray? So today we pray the prayer that Jesus taught. Together as we say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. God bless you. Hope and pray you're having a good day. Hope to see you soon.